And back. How are you
Oh,
doing, Grant?
okay, thank you.
Well,
Great, man.
glad to have you here, man. So, Grant, for people who may not know you, how about you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Grant. I'm colloquially known as a washed-up child actor, but I'm currently an adult actor, which is going pretty well.
I'm
That's cool,
glad
man.
to hear it. If you find Grant somewhat familiar, Thomas, I would love if you could pull up the picture from the campaign.
Yeah.
I was talking to my dad before we had you on, and like I was like, "Oh, I'm getting Grant Goodman on. Oh, who's that? I recognize his name." And I showed him a picture, like of your most recent pictures as an actor. And he's like, "Oh, who's that guy?" And then he sees the picture of the kid. He's like, "Oh my God! Oh my God!"
It's I don't know. I was curious how well an American political comedy did overseas, but I'm happy to hear it has international acclaim.
There you go.
Yeah, I think there's a picture coming up now. No, why isn't it on often? It's killing me. This is weird. Anyway.
So how do you even get into the film? Like, I have absolutely no idea how it works when you're a kid to become an actor.
I don't know. Tried all the other hobbies. Didn't like pottery. Didn't like glass blowing. Didn't like soccer. Didn't try archery. My mistake. And so I tried six or seven different hobbies, and then I did theater, and I like auditioned to be Robin, or I auditioned to be Friar Tuck in Robin Hood. And I was, growing up Jewish, I didn't know what a friar was, and I just assumed he was like a deep fryer. I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'll be like a
That
chef.
sounds hilarious.
Yeah, so little did I know he was like a monk. And
Astonishing.
then
I'm sure
so
that was a
then
bit of a shock.
I transitioned to film and television. I signed with an agency when I was like 7 years old. That was about 8 blocks away from where I grew up, so that was pretty convenient.
Yeah. It's kind of like it was just there waiting for you. But yeah, let me send this here. Oop. Yeah. And then you somehow made your way into comedy after. How'd you manage that? Like, did it just come out of acting?
Oh no, I haven't really done stand up. I've done some writing or whatever. I finished writing a screenplay with two of my friends like a year ago. But yeah, I
Yeah.
haven't really done any stand up.
That's fair. You've done open mic, have you?
No.
Why do you have yourself down as a comedian?
What?
I said, why do you have yourself down as a comedian? You're just kind of getting into it, or?
I don't know. I like work in comedic movies, and
Yeah, I guess comedy comes in all forms. So yeah, and then like moving on from being a child actor, you've kind of made a career out of it at the moment. And are you still working with COVID, or what's going on for you?
I've been working on a project since February. We've been postponed up and down because of COVID, but yeah, I'm excited to share that with the world when I'm available. When I'm allowed to.
It's not my thing when you're allowed to. But yeah, man. How's COVID been for you? You've been okay?
For sure. It's been a weird year, like
Year,
for everyone.
years, months. Has it been years at this point? Not too far
Yeah,
off it.
it was a pretty, I turned 21 like 6 weeks ago. That was pretty underwhelming.
Yeah, because normally you get out to go and you go fucking crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, no, it's probably sitting. But do you have a beer yet?
I had a third of a margarita.
Well, there you go.
A bud.
Yeah, no, you can drink at the age of 5 in Ireland.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
Yeah.
but your parents have to be there, so it's like not fun.
Yeah, at the age of 5, you can drink, but only like on private property, and your parents have to be saying yeah. And you'd be surprised how few people say yeah. There's not many, alcoholic 5-year-olds, thankfully. But yeah, what state are you from, man?
I'm from Texas.
Texas. An actor who's not in LA, what's the crack there?
I don't know. I just started here, New Orleans, which is like 5 hour drive from here, in Atlanta, which is like a 12-hour drive from here are like huge film hubs nowadays.
Yeah.
So it's honestly fairly populous.
Yeah, so it's doing good there.
A lot of work in like the southeastern United States growing up. So it actually worked out fine. It was proximal.
Have you ever done any work in LA?
Yeah, I guest starred on a CW show. It's called Heart of Dixie. I was like 13. And then I've worked on some music videos there. A bunch of other different opportunities. But yeah, I've been working in Atlanta for like the last like 3 years. Mm.
Yeah.
Don't they shoot all the Avengers films and all the Marvel stuff down in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
When's the cameo coming?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm working on it.
Yeah. Actually, the way you looked off to the side, I was nearly thinking, maybe he isn't. Next episode of WandaVision, main character. Here we go.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
As an actor, do you find it hard to like watch other people's stuff and not be like judgmental of like what you would do? Or are you just able to sit down and watch it?
I'm like not really uptight film critic people. Like I kind of can like appreciate entertaining stuff more so than other people. I don't really have like an artist taste in movies necessarily, but like I can appreciate good work and for sure.
Yeah. And you know, growing up and seeing the movie you're famous for, The Campaign, what do you think about it now?
It's great. I still get constantly recognized, which is funny. Like I didn't know that would define the next decade of my life, but I'm grateful.
Now, is it kind of like a double-edged sword? Like that's not what you want to be recognized for, but it is? Or how do you feel about it?
Well, I mean, as long as it's advantageous to you know, the betterment of my career, I don't mind. But I mean, hopefully I get to use that, you know, to amplify my career, to do something that redefines me, you know?
Yeah.
And what do you want that to be?
I love movies. I've done drama. I love comedy. Is like really kind of the field for me. I have a lot of fun. But yeah, I definitely want to do movies over television.
And are you thinking about doing stand-up, or are you going to do your comedy through like movies?
I had thought about stand up for a while and like I may circle back, but like I don't know, it's a fleeting moment to like emerge as an actor right now, because you know, I could still play a high schooler on TV and stuff.
Yeah,
a lot of like different, you know, stuff that's launched people's careers. I should probably capitalize on my age to have an opportunity like that. So I, you know, I could circle back to stand up. I had written down a bunch of jokes and decided to write a screenplay instead.
Not too bad. Not a bad way to do it.
It started out like I was like working on a tight 10 and I just like envisioned these jokes being delivered by characters more, because I guess, you know, that was the culture I was bred in.
Yeah.
Comedy movies.
Yeah, well, they're the best kind of movies. But yeah, like even ourselves, we've taken a look at comedy. We're both in our college's comedy club, as devoid and empty as it is right now. You know, like Irish lockdown is like pretty damn crazy. Like you guys get to gallop on horses, we get to be locked inside, you know?
Yep. Gallop on horses.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking, what's the randomest thing I could say? But yeah, man, you know, comedy is a cool thing no matter what way it comes from. Like one of my favorite things is sketch comedy. You know, like they build like this weird scenario or blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It's normally nailed very well. I guess if you do it in the movie, it's kind of like a longer version of that.
Yeah, I definitely like sketch comedy. Sure.
I'm more in line. I prefer stand-up. Stand-up's pretty fucking cool, but it's probably really hard to become a stand-up comedian with like EC and, you know, something coming back in a couple of years to bite your ass.
Yeah, with the talent that's out there and the way the world is changing like really fast, I don't know. So you could say something that's kind of like, right now. And you could probably get mauled for it in 20 years. You know, you get ripped to shreds. Like, I that's why it's terrifying sometimes to give opinions on this. Or we've had other actors like, maybe I should just keep it closed.
Yeah, I'm quite cautious.
Yeah, no, you're better off to be.
I definitely live by the mantra of like, make fun of everyone, you know. To be treated equally, you have to be made fun of equally.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. The motto to live by, 100%.
That's a good one, too. Where's that from?
I don't know. I've just kind of always said that.
There you go. Quote from Grant Goodman right there. I don't know. I'm kind of blanking here, lads.
You were in the campaign. What was it like working with like Zach Galifianakis? Like that must have been fucking awesome, right?
I had a lot of So I was there for 13 weeks when I was 11 years old. So pretty cool. It was like, you know, the beginning of middle school, and I just took an enormous leave of absence. It was a lot of fun, and certainly like shaped my worldview of like, you know, it really solidified my passion. My moment of emergence.
Yeah. And would you kind of see him as an influence for your comedy career? Like, you want to be kind of where he's at, known for his comedic levels, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I look up to all kinds of people. I would say, like, my heroes are like Seth Rogen, Judd Apatow, Jonah Hill, Zach Galifianakis. I'm like a big Jim Carrey fan. I don't know if I'll ever be able to portray characters as well as he does. He's just like so dynamic, and I don't know. He's probably my favorite actor for sure.
He can do anything. He can play Biden and a Sonic the Hedgehog villain. Like, come on.
He's actually great. I love Liar Liar, The Truman Show. He's just done a whole bunch of movies. I'm like, he's so dynamic. He's like Billy Joel, but for acting. It's just like a remarkable range.
Yeah, he's unreal. I say you'd love to be able to work with him. He's a beast of a man. Same with Seth Rogen. Like, some of his shit is just fucking hilarious.
He's awesome. I really like the track he's taken with, you know, writing, producing, all of that other stuff. I would totally go down that avenue for sure.
Mm. Yeah. No, I suppose, like, when you're in the entertainment business, you kind of have to be a jack of all trades.
Yeah, for sure. I've really worked on that, you know, sharpening my other skills.
Like, well, like I know you're like into writing. You know, you do a bit of acting. What else do you do?
I don't know. I've been trying to be a Twitter guy. I love Twitter. It's very entertaining, but I don't know.
That's where me and you differ, sir. I got off of Twitter. I let Thomas handle the Twitter.
Congratulations. It's probably for the best.
I can see why you want to be a Twitter guy. I mean, people get paid influencers, they get paid a lot of money to promote shit. Like, you could get into
necessarily, like, that's the place to be. I definitely don't want to be a social media guy. Necessarily,
you have to be these days.
Yeah, I'm not like totally, you know, not going, don't want a skincare deal anytime soon, but I do like the culture of Twitter for sure.
How so?
I don't know. It's like I'm a pig in shit, you know.
Fair enough. Man, there's a lot of comedy on there, and you know, unironically and ironically. Yes, that's kind of why I got off. People were a bit too serious at the time, and I was like, But I used to follow some like amazing comedians on it, and that's one thing I love with comedians on Twitter is every now and then they come out with like this beautiful one-liner or a reaction to something.
Yeah,
is that kind of what you're aiming for?
I don't know. I'm definitely more into browsing Twitter than I am into tweeting necessarily, but you know, we'll see. Maybe I'll acquiesce. Yeah. Skills.
100%, man. It's a cool afternoon, you know, like it's mad how like something like Twitter and you just stay on long. Like you said, you like scroll through it, shit you like, you just stay on, like it won't even matter how long you spend on it.
I definitely like find myself spending more time on that than anywhere else. I like Reddit a lot too.
I'm a Reddit guy, but not after the old
it's nice keeping up with strangers is more gratifying than keeping up with people I know, you know, like compared to the other apps.
Sure. But that's the cool thing social media does. It brings people together who have similar interests. Like for example, I'm on the Marvel subreddit, and I get to talk to all these people and see stuff that interests me and interest these other people as much as I'm interested in it, you know? Like, yeah. That's super cool to see, and it makes you want to stay on it longer, you know? All right.
Have you had a chance to see, I was in a, my first movie was a superhero film.
I didn't know that.
It's called Super with, it was James Gunn directed it, who went on to do Guardians of the Galaxy. Definitely one of the coolest people I've ever worked with. It's with Rainn Wilson, who was Dwight in The American Office.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's sacrilege over there, but.
I finished binge watching it there like a week ago.
Oh, do you prefer the American or the British Office?
I prefer the American one. I mean, the British one only had one season, and it was the American one's based off it, but
the American one dominates.
It just did it well better than the British one, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, well. Yeah, that was cool. I was like 7 years old. I was peed on. You can watch the movie. I think it may still be on Netflix.
You got peed
somewhere
on?
Yes, it was the first scene I ever did. I was like, you know, had fake pee running on my face, and I was like, I'm never playing baseball. That was it. I had written off sports that day.
There you go. Go back to Reddit there.
What?
What are you saying?
100.
They could have crossed you? No?
Nope. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, going back to Reddit there, do you see the whole thing with like the, what was it? Like the stocks, what was it? What's the yield called again?
Oh, Wall Street Bets.
Yeah. Wall Street Bets, yeah, dude. People are still kind of freaked about that. Like there's people who kept holding and they're kind of going down.
Yeah, the collective power of the internet is remarkable. You know, it's definitely one of those things that mystifies me. And I had been in the subreddit. I had joined like 3 years ago just to keep. I never got into stock trading. Math isn't really my wheelhouse.
Yes, we're on the same page.
Yeah, it was pretty remarkable. And of course, I got to like enjoy the back end of that and like all the memes and all the people dunking on the hedge funds. And that was a good time for sure.
Mm. Well, the guy who like started all of that, like, what, he put an investment of $5,000.
Yeah.
And he got it all the way up to 44 million was the highest I've seen.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive. Just
holy, whoo, not bad.
Yeah, you know, hopefully one of my movies will have that kind of return on investment, you know.
you're hoping. But like, what was it? I calculated that, like, if you put the same amount in, but like, or if you put like a 10 euro in when he put it in, and you would have ended up with 88,000. Not bad.
Not seriously.
That's skipping McDonald's and putting it into stocks. Yeah,
that's like putting The Rock and Timothée Chalamet into one movie, you know?
Yeah. Nice. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah, it's box office magic.
I think me and Jim were both like late to it. We were like 2 days late to it, and now we're just like holding for God knows what reason.
I'm holding on AMC. Because AMC went up today, but I dropped off in GME because I only put like 10 euro in. So I was very lucky to not lose my house like some people. Like, it's like, looking back on it now, like, who, I did this myself. Like, why would you buy in at 300? You know, stuff like that. Ask myself that question. Like,
makes sense.
If I knew what I knew now, number one, I would have made some money, but number two, I wouldn't have done it. Yeah, but no, it was great to see people come together for something like that. And then even like the Wall Street Bets Discord is still going strong. People are still holding on and doing bits there.
Yeah, it's marvelous. They're making 4 movies about it.
Are they?
Yeah, pretty sure I've seen like 4 different movies have been greenlit about this in like the last 2 weeks.
That's really interesting.
Which, like, you know, they made 2 Fire Festival movies, which was probably too many, you know.
Yeah. You see your man who what's his name? The real guy from Wolf Wall Street?
Jordan
Belfort, yeah.
Yeah, you see, like, he reacted to it and he's like, we're not fucking leaving.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're going to keep at this. Yeah, man. It's amazing when people get together like that. But, you know, when you see all the people talking about, like, regulating it after, that's when it's a bit dodgy. Like, why now? Because you got bet?
Yeah, well, sounds like America.
There you go.
We were literally talking about it. Like, it stock market is not meant to be used for normal people. Like, they fucking hated it when they're always talking about, oh, you got money, just, you know, invest. But as soon as people started doing that, it was like, shut Robinhood down. I couldn't invest anymore with Revolut. Like, it's mad. Like, how
Revolut was late to make you stop. But in fairness, it wasn't their fault.
It was made supplier. For the rich. You know, it's kind of sad to see.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. Hopefully, they'll do something about it. But who are we kidding?
Yeah, we'll see. And how do you feel about that kind of stuff living in the States, man? Because, you know, a lot of like the weird stuff in the world is happening where you are.
Yeah, I've noticed. The last 5 years have been a wild fucking ride. I mean, what a weird coming of age timeline. America's, you know.
In a weird couple of years. Ever since that, you know. it's been weird.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, no, what do you mean you don't know, man? You live there.
Yeah, I don't know. Trump's gone, but, like, hopefully something good will come of that, you know, or hopefully they'll actually do something impressive, but, you know.
Yeah, but we have to see. At least
party cynical.
At least people are getting vaccinated and stuff. Like, we'll be back to normality at some point in the next 5 years.
Hope so.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Yeah, in the next decade.
Didn't the second impeachment start today as well for Trump, or was it yesterday?
It did.
Yeah, it started yesterday and today. It's pretty crazy.
What an achievement. I mean, the first president to be impeached, have an impeachment file twice.
Can't believe they put Donald Duck into a peach twice.
No, it's mad, isn't it? It's crazy, bro. I can't believe it.
Hopefully this isn't an annual thing, you know.
Well, for the next coming years, we just keep going like, hey, get back in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, when COVID was at its worst there, how were things for you? Like, what was your worst lockdown like?
I don't know. I mean, at the very beginning, it was like restaurants were takeout only. I don't know. It hasn't been that. Texas hasn't been very aggressive about it. I don't know. We have been around for like a year.
No.
I guess, yeah, I mean, the biggest change is I haven't been going to movie theaters much, but in the last year, but there's not anything to see, so not a big deal.
Well, there you go. And, like, did you or anyone you know catch it, or was everyone safe and sound?
Yeah, nearly everyone I knew has had it. I haven't, as far as I know.
That's good.
Damn.
Yeah, I get tested at work, like, almost every day, so.
Yeah. That's good for taking like necessary precautions, but it's really weird here and how it's just like so normal, because like pubs haven't been open here for 9 months. I've been to the cinema once in the last year. You know, I've gotten my hair cut maybe twice.
Yeah, I certainly have not. The length of my hair is unreal. It's the longest I've ever had it. It's kind of growing on me, you know. But yeah, man, our lockdown has been rough. Like. The first one, it's kind of okay. Nothing really bad. Then it opened for the summer. We're all cool, all chilling. And then we came into the colder season, locked up again. A lot more strict this time. And then they opened it for about 2 weeks, the week before Christmas.
Maybe a week and a half. And then they were like, no. What was the highest we had? Was it 2,000 cases? No, not 2,000. What am I on about? Maybe
8,000.
Was it 8,000? Yeah.
Yeah, 8,000 was our highest cases, and whoa, for a population like ours, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and we're still kind of in like perpetual, like level 5 or worse lockdown.
Mm.
We went crazy, man. It was like cabin fever. Went crazy, off the wall. Started a podcast, even. It was just, ooh.
Yeah, wow.
The peak of insanity, you know, like starting a podcast.
Yeah, that's a serious red flag.
Yeah, so, there you go.
And like, look at like, podcast wouldn't exist without. Oh fuck, man! I gotta stop talking about all the shit bad wrong with them, man. Come on.
But it's kind of cool how many people have like become creatives during this. Like, they've gotten into entertainment. started a podcast, written their first script, blah, blah, blah. Like, it is one amazing thing to come out of this, if there is anything amazing out of this.
Yeah, it's the renaissance of home entertainers. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I guess, like, because, you know, back before this, you were just go to work, be wrecked, get takeout, go sleep. Weekend comes, you don't want it to leave, and back to it. But then now, like, you've so much time, like, maybe I will start that YouTube channel. Maybe I will start with lifting weights, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I've been writing a second script. I don't know. I haven't gotten very far along to it, but I've been doing that to kill the time.
How's that been going? What kind of genre are we talking here?
It's a comedy. This one's a little more of like it's mildly more dramatic than the last one, but I don't know. It isn't really, I haven't really discovered it yet, but I'm like 10 pages in. I haven't really made like a plot mountain yet.
Yeah.
And like, as long as you have some kind of idea, you'll be able to form something around it, you know?
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah. Well, you know, wish you the best of luck with it, man. I'm sure it's going to turn out great.
Yeah, I hope so.
But yeah, man, like, when you're writing a script, how does that go for you? Have you taken classes? Like, are you just doing it from the top of your head? What's going on?
I took one class for, like, 4 weeks. But yeah, I wrote, like, the first script I wrote was like a true story, and I wrote like a 50-page rough draft, and it totally sucked. And then I was introduced to like my co-writers who, you know, majored in that at university, and like, you know, they knew how to write movies. So they took a gander at it, and then we rewrote it together, and you know, they definitely brought it to a completion. So couldn't have done it without them, that's for sure.
Yeah, so sometimes you need like the second hand. Like with most things, it's very difficult to do things by yourself. Like if you're not an expert, blah blah blah. And you need to put in your 10,000 hours. I doubt you've got that many hours in there, do you?
No.
No, not there yet. But yeah, I mean, power to you, man. It's not an easy thing, and you want to make them into comedy movies, and. Are you going to try doing them during COVID, or are you going to wait till the end?
To make the movie?
Yeah.
I mean, if someone, you know, if I got the money together, I'd start it tomorrow.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, just going back there, like, your lockdown's not that bad. Like, I'm taking in the Californian or Irish-style lockdown right now.
Yeah, I mean, if we could do it cautiously, you know, I would seize the opportunity to make this thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, power to you, and best luck with it. But look, Grant, if people want to check you out, where can they find you?
I don't know. As Marty Huggins says, I'm worth a Google.
There you go, Grant Goodman. it's been a pleasure, man.
Thank you so much.
Of course. 100%. Best luck to everything you do. If you want to find him, you know where to find him. Grant Goodman. Instagram, Twitter, what else?
I believe that's it. I guess I have a Facebook fan page. I don't think I've been on it since like 2014, but it exists.
There you go.
Yeah, I would say Instagram and Twitter probably. You know, how to keep it up with me, but hopefully there's, you know, something to keep up with soon.
Oh, there you go. Well, you know where to find them. If you got this far, fair play to you, and take it easy.
Top of the morning, lads and ladies. Support for the Off the Irish podcast is now brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels, and you'll no longer need the look of the Irish with the ladies. Make every day feel like St. Patrick's Day for your balls with Manscaped. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code IrishPod at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at Manscaped, and use code IrishPod. Use the right tools for the job and trim your pant potatoes.